Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend of glorious mortgage talk here on 105.3 The Fan, where we discuss all the things that you've been dreaming about for the last week, just waiting to get to this week, so we can talk about your refinance, your purchase, your home equity loans, your jumbo loans, your FHA loans, your VA loans, your reverse mortgages. We want to talk about them here. That's what we're here for. And I am Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. And I'm joined by my partners in crime. Well, one's a partner. The other one, we just invite to be here. I don't know which one's which. You guys got to decide. But inappropriate Uncle Bob.
I was thinking you were saying one of us is a crime.
Well, you're as close to a crime at any given time of anyone I know.
That rhymes.
And then there is Tress.
Hello.
And she is back in the saddle here. What's going on, Tress?
Oh, my gosh. Lots.
We haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I feel like it's been forever. But, yeah. Well, last week I was sick.
You were sick?
Yeah. It was my husband's fault. He caught a stomach bug and then nursed him back to health, and then I caught it.
Well, you're going to have to take ownership here. Because, you know.
Whose bug was it?
It was his to begin with.
Well, I mean, it all goes back to the beginning, Tress.
Beginning of
time. When you said yes. When you said yes, you signed up for anything that happens there.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm not completely dogging him for it, but I mean, it wasn't fun. I wouldn't want to do it again.
Well, you know what? You don't need no one needs stomach bugs. Those are no fun. But what is fun is talking about saving money, and we want to help you save money. And if you're at home and you're ready to save money, we want to share with you the ways to do it on a home purchase or a refinance or a home equity loan. Mortgage rates have moved back down. A lot of you heard that they moved up, and they did move up for a couple of months. And this last couple of weeks, they have edged down. They're very close to where they were, very close to where they were 2 months ago. We're maybe an eighth above their all-time lows right now. And so 1/8 of 1%, so 0.125. So if you thought, you know, you missed the boat, well, you know what? The boat was just kind of gliding across, you know, around the shore, and you just find a way to get on it if you call right now. And the other one is, as many of you just, you weren't missing the boat. You were just looking at the boat, and you were probably sitting on a fence where you're looking at the boat, and hopefully it wasn't a picket fence.
Yeah, as we talked about last week.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't. Hopefully it wasn't a
chain link fence.
A chain link fence. If you're sitting on that fence, then you know what, you're a tougher person than me. And then, but at the same time, you can get off that fence and
yes.
come over here and get some low rates at TexasLending.com.
Because I have a full day of calling people today, of people that I had talked to that I kept a list of that were saying they were waiting for the rates to come down. So, well, now, hey.
Yeah. So come on by our little shop over here. We're slinging loans left and right at TexasLending.com.
We want to make
sure. Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're closing faster, too. Oh.
Tress has her hand raised.
Something else new. You said sling. I got a bow with arrows.
You got a bow with arrows. Is this because you watched The Mockingjay or something, or what's going on?
No. Honestly, I just want to try something new and different. I actually bought it last year, but because of COVID, it took it months to finally come in.
Is this a real bow, or is this the one that they like you had when your kid, you had a string and a stick?
No, this is a real bow.
Mm. Weren't you kind of throwing axes around a little while ago?
I mean, did you just go from one thing to another? I didn't buy axes. Oh. I went to an axe throwing venue. No, but this, I actually have a real bow with arrows. It's my first time ever to shoot it. So I got a little lesson from the people I bought it from. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. I got a little target bag and stuff, but I need to get backdrop, you know, to go behind my target bag. You know, but I'm pretty good. I do okay.
I'd say the nice thing about that is you don't have to keep buying ammo over and over and over.
Right?
You can use the same ammo all the time.
Use the same arrows. Yeah. Yes. Now I just need to
That's an old Indian trick, just to let you know.
Oh, there you go.
Disclaimer, it doesn't matter what the age of the Indian is, Scary. It doesn't matter. So we are here talking about your home loan. We're talking about you saving money. And we want your text. And here's the text line, 972-387-4600. We have the lowest rates in Texas on your refinance, unlike some other companies. And the way the other companies do it is there are lead aggregators. We talked about this last week. If you go on Google and you search up for a mortgage, about 7 of the 10 top searches you'll find are lead aggregators. What does that mean? They just get your information and they sell it to 5 different mortgage companies.
Mm.
So they get paid just to take, you know, just to have all your information. And they sell it and they lure you in with fake interest rates. Because they're not lenders, they are not held accountable, apparently, for quoting fake interest rates. And then if you call the mortgage companies that they send you to, they quote you a rate about 1% higher than the rate that they quoted on the internet. So the aggregator for the leads are not being held accountable. The lender doesn't have to quote you that because they're not the one who quoted it.
That's right.
And it's a scam. You could have called TexasLending.com, and the rates you see on the internet are real. We right now are quoting a 15-year mortgage at 1.875 if you have a $300,000 loan. If you're at a $200,000 loan on a refinance, you're at 2%, and that's with 1% origination fee and your closing costs. Most lenders will charge you 2 points just to get 2.5. The one who's got the rocket on their name is gouging Americans right now. Mm-hmm. Y'all think you're going to push a button to get a mortgage. It's not true. You're going to go through the same paces as you do with every other mortgage company. You're going to fill out a mortgage application, which you have to do with every mortgage company. They don't have some secret sauce. There's no secret sauce of you don't have to fill out a mortgage application here. You have to fill out the same information, and that same information kicks back a loan approval. We can get your loans done right now. Our average turn time is about 30 to 35 days, while the industry is still at about 70 days. So we're turning loans very quickly right now. We have the lowest rates. We've been around for 20 years. We're right here in Texas. We're going to get you the best deal, and we're the mortgage company you can trust. It's TexasLending.com. Make sure you text us today. Here's how you text to find out how much money you're going to save. Now, I just want to point out, while you're 15 years down around 1.875 for a $300,000 loan, that's with one origination, or 2% with a $200,000 plus loan, on a 30-year fix, you're up around 2.625. You're right around there. That's with the same thing, 1% origination, similar loan sizes. As your loan sizes get smaller, the rates go up. As if you have less than 80% loan to value, your APR can go up, all these different things.
And for 20 years, I've always quoted with no points just because most people refinance again. And if you'd pay a point, you know, and you refinance in 2 or 3 years,
well,
then it's kind of.
Here's the other scam.
Yeah.
These lenders come out here and they go, well, if you do a loan with us today at 2% or 2.5%, next time, we won't charge you closing cost. Well, first of all, for most of you, it's not going to be a next time, okay? And then the other thing is you're going to realize you got scammed by the higher rates that they're charging you, and you're not going to go back to that company. So they're not offering you anything. The next time you come back, we'll give you zero closing cost or zero lender fees. Well, why don't they just give it to you now? That's what you're going to get at TexasLending.com. You're going to get a good deal now. You're going to get the better deal now, and you're going to get the better deal in the future. Rather than getting scammed now, and then you're not going to do a loan with them in the future. So you have an opportunity here, and we're on the fan, and we want to help you out. This is TexasLending.com.
And you're a Tolo.
972-387-4600. So, yeah, I get a little irked when I look at the internet. I go, that's one, they were quoting that rate 2 months ago when the rates were up. The rates were up around 2.25, 2.375 for a 15-year, and they're still quoting 1.75, which would have cost you 4 points to get that loan. And we know how it works, and we want to help you get yourself a great deal. Get the lowest interest rates around in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Texas on your rate and term refinance, on your purchase. Call us today. Hi, Tress.
Hey, Kevin.
Is there anything else you have on your mind? You have your Mickey Mouse shirt on.
I do.
Yeah?
I do. Yeah, you know, we've just been really busy having fun. My stepdaughter, she's finally moved out.
Wait.
She's married.
Fun.
Yeah.
There's no fun.
Yeah.
We got rid of fun last March. You're not supposed to have any fun. Have you got approval for fun?
Yeah. Hmm. I sure do.
We're going to have to talk. We're going to report you. Anyway, so you said your daughter got married.
Yeah, she got married last month. She's done moved out. They're about to move to Missouri. And so now we're empty nesters. So I'm like, all right, let's get rid of crap we don't need. And they're about to move all of their stuff out of our garage. So now we have space in our garage.
Man,
did you not realize that kids are boomerangs?
Yeah, yeah. But believe me,
they've
all come
this.
Around. All of our kids have come back around twice now. And it's like, okay, we're done. We've already redone the spare bedroom. There's no bed in there. We've got office furniture in there. It's a nice little study. And it's like, no, we're good. And the other room is my exercise room. And I've just finished cleaning out one of my kitchen cabinets.
All right. Yeah. All right. We don't want to know what's in your cabinet, Stress. But we do want you know what you have at home that we can help you with. And the text line is 972-387-4600. Tell us what the current value of your current mortgage is. How much do you currently owe? And what is the value of your home? If you tell us those two things, as well as your current rate and credit score, we'll tell you about how much money you're going to be able to save by refinancing right now. Kind of give you an idea, ballparking, where your rate might be, where your savings might be. And if you want to buy a home, tell us how much money you're making per year, what your credit score is, and how much for a down payment you intend to put down. We'll tell you about how much home you might be able to afford right now. And it's pretty hot. I was one person. This is not verified it, but I was hearing that the current amount of homes on the market is not usually they talk about 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. Someone was saying it, it's 0.8 of 1 month. So 24 days is the average amount of time a home is on the market right now. We're hearing talk of people getting 50 offers in their home within 3 days of listing it. So yeah, now's your opportunity. Now is your opportunity to get moving. And with all the people moving here to Dallas, with rates being low, we don't know how long they're going to stay low. So we got to keep an eye on that. And you need to get yourself going now on your home mortgage with TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. If you're trying to get cash, tell us the same thing as your refinance. What do you owe on it? What's it worth? What's your score? What's your rate? We'll tell you about how much cash and how much savings you might be able to find. And I can tell you, man, with these low rates, most people are paying higher payments in their taxes for their property than they are in their interest for their mortgage. So I do know if you add your taxes and your insurance together, that 90% of you are paying higher on your taxes and insurance than you're on your interest. So, but interest is something that people always want to talk about.
It's interesting.
Yes, that's why. Yes. So, Tress, do you have any questions for us?
We do, but you know, we're about to have to go to break. Do you want me to read the question and then you answer it when we
get back? Yes.
No, I don't like that.
Wet our whistle. Let us know.
Here we go. Here's the question we'll be answering when
we come back
after break. Not your show.
No, inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Like a three-year-old thinks he owns the world. Like a two-year-old says no all the time.
Yeah. All right, here we go. What interest rate can I get on a 15-year loan for a rental property? Loan size of $120,000, credit rating over 780.
That's interesting.
And now we have to go to break.
We're going to take a break. There are a few things to talk about regarding that loan, and mm-hmm. we want to talk about them. If you have any interest in getting a refinance or cash back or a home purchase, the text line is 972-387-4600 to texaslending.com. We have loan officers up bright and early this morning, and they are ready to take your phone call as well. 972-387-4600. I'm boycotting today. I disagree with it being, the 17th already, and it is cold outside. And I am going to write a letter. I'm going to write a letter to whoever's in charge of that, because it's not supposed to be cold in April.
It's not cold.
Anyway, we're gonna take that break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about saving you money on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan. And an appropriate Uncle Bubba to the rescue.
It's his fault.
Coming back from the break. If you haven't joined this show before, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is the one over there on the right. And so, unfortunately, we don't have the podcast
I'm on the left.
Up yet. To my right. If you're driving, he's on your right. And so, anyway, and directly in front of you is Tress. Look out! So Tress, we are talking about this question about investment property here. This person had a question about getting a 15-year mortgage on a rental property. The loan size is $120,000. They have a good credit score over 780. As your loan sizes get smaller, the rates do go up a little bit. We have pretty good rates, though, I can tell you. And I would say you're probably going to be closer to 3% on an investment property, on a $120,000 investment property. It really depends on your loan-to-value as well, mm-hmm. because investment property loan-to-values have more limits than what primary residence regulations are. And I can tell you that on your $120,000 investment property loan, that if your loan was, let's say, over $160,000, then your rates start getting better. Your rates just start getting better as your loan sizes
I'm going to ballpark that at about 3.5.
Are you?
Yep.
On the investment property 15-year? Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know what the value of the home is. We don't know what the loan to value is, and we don't know if they're trying to get cash or all these other things. But
house value is 185.
185. Yeah. So they're about 66% of the value of the home, and so that's going to help them. That's going to help them on the rate, having their loan to value. The lower you go below 80%, down to about 60% loan to value, the better your rate's going to be. So, somewhere between 3 and 3.5 is really good. On a 15-year mortgage is where you're going to end up being, which isn't too awful. And we would be happy to help you. Hey,
I'm thinking back to 2002.
It's better than a stick in the eye.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's a good rate. But a primary residence rate on a 15-year is down around 2. You know, on a $120,000 loan, it's closer to 2.5.
Yes,
so.
Yes, I know.
But if you have a $200,000 loan, it's right around 2% if you're going to pay your origination fee and your closing costs. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to point out that there's new rules coming down for investment properties. Mm. And it's not going to affect you at home as much as it's going to affect lenders. The new rule that's coming down is that lenders cannot have in any do more than 7% of their loans as investment properties in any given year. And so, you know, people aren't stupid, and so they end up figuring ways to get around
most
that.
People.
Well, here's what's going to happen. If you're going to portfolio and as a lender do over 7% of your loans as investment properties, what you'll end up doing is just brokering out the other ones. Mm-hmm. You'll just broker them to another investor that hasn't hit their mark yet. And so everyone's just – some companies that aren't doing as many investment properties are going to start bringing in more investment properties if they start buying them from other investors. It's just going to be an interesting thing. And so we'll have to see how that all
– shakes out.
Yeah, how it all shakes out. But it's going to – we – I think we're just below that. I don't think that we're going to have any issues with it. But it's going to affect some investors, some lenders, as things move forward. All right, Tress, what else you got?
Here we go. Good morning, guys. I've been listening for 2 years. I was just wondering, me and my wife recently started a remodeling company a year ago. She has a 720 and I have a 660. We want to get our first house soon. What do we need to do and is it possible? We can do about $15,000 to $20,000 down. We make about $120,000 to $175,000 between the two of us.
Is remodeling when like a runway model goes and gets plastic surgery, are you remodeling?
That's when you have
to
pick up new
remodeling
knobs and stuff, all that stuff you don't like doing. You know, cabinet knobs and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this person does the remodeling. And I think...
You have to have 2 years.
If you really want to know what's going on in the world, you have to talk to people who love remodeling. They seem to have the inside track on everything, you know? Because I would rather eat lint than remodel my house. These are the people I need. These people.
Yes.
I look at them like gold.
I can't even watch those shows.
You get sick to your stomach.
I mean,
really?
You know, the husband and the wife tearing houses down and rebuilding them together and smiling, and I'm going.
That's right. You pay people to paint the inside of your house.
Plus, it's fake. They show a picture, and then they. And then a second later, they show the new how it looks now that it's done, and it's only 1 second. And I guarantee you it takes more than 1 second.
Yeah, they only have an hour for this show.
And who smiles while they're remodeling?
Yeah.
Fake. Tress apparently smiles.
I do.
Okay, here's the next rule. People who smile while they're remodeling can't be trusted. That's a new rule.
Okay, all right.
You're supposed to yell as you're going back to Home Depot for the seventh time because you keep buying the wrong thing.
Well, all I do that. That I do. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So hopefully you're smiling while you do it. So anyway, let's get back to what they're doing.
Do we want to get back to them?
You have to have 2 years.
There we go.
So they have a 720 score and a 660. The 660 is the one that we're going to end up using. They want to get their first house soon. What do we need to do? When is it possible? Oh, they can just build a house if they want to. Can we do 15? Okay. We can do $20,000 deposit down payment. And between the two of them, they make $120,000 to $175,000. The thing is if they got the company, we're going to have to see how many years of tax returns we can get. How much do they write off from that income? It's going to be their adjusted gross income that we're going to use, AGI, the adjusted gross income. So we need to see that as well. And once we get the adjusted gross income, we'll be able to use that. But you have a 20% down, and let's call it a 660 score. With a 660 score, FHA is going to give you the best rate.
Yep.
Now, you can probably get with your incomes – $400,000. Let's just talk about FHA because you're going to get a really good rate on FHA. You're going to probably get a rate in the mid to low twos for FHA with that credit score. So 2.25, 2.5 on an FHA rate. And with that down payment, 3.5% down minimum with closing costs, I would say a $400,000 loan.
Yep.
$400,000 purchase should be great for you. You could probably afford more than that with your income, but you know, you are self-employed, and things can move up and down with self-employment.
The big thing there is 2 years. You have to have 2 years.
2 years of income documentation, especially for FHA. While the rates
especially
are better
for
me, and they're a little more liberal in credit, they are going to be as strict as you're going to get on income documentation. And so, yeah, that's about what you're going to be able to find. You're probably going to find payments on a $400,000 loan somewhere in $2,800 a month, somewhere around there. On a $400,000. Now, if you $400,000 purchase, $380,000 loan somewhere in there, it's going to fit in real nice on your income, and hopefully you can get a good loan size and a home there, and you can always fix it up. I know some people that you can call. Their phone number starts with 469, and so you can you can give them a call. Anyone 469-996. You can call them anytime you want. All right, Tress, let's go to the next question.
Okay. We are refinancing our house with a credit union because we only owe $56,000.
Mm, yes.
We want 10 years. The main question is, we have $20,000 cash. Should we pay it into the mortgage before we refinance or after?
Man, rates are so low, I just keep that cash in your bank.
Yeah, right.
cash is king, and that's what they say anyway. And so cash is the one thing that until you don't have it, you don't realize the importance of it, and you never know when you're going to need it. And so, yeah, you owe $56,000 if you can get a good deal from your credit union. If your loan was over $80,000, I would say give us a call. But if your loan's below that, you're probably going to want to call a credit union to get the best deals. And that's just the facts. And so, yeah.
Just the facts.
Just the facts. Once you get, I can tell you what, as your loan size starts getting over $120,000, you're going to find that TexasLending.com is going to beat the credit unions. Over $300,000, we're going to beat everyone in the country. Over $200,000, we're going to beat 95% of the lenders in the country on your loans. So make sure you call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. And there's one company out there advertising that they don't do loans under $150,000. That's their advertisement. We don't do loans under $150,000. So ikes, out there. Ikes. Okay, next.
Yeesh. Okay, I think we have time for one more. I would like to know how much my wife and I would be approved for on a loan and what kind of interest rate we are looking at. We make about $75,000 a year, and the lowest credit score is a 710. Thank you.
Well, with 710, you're going to get a good deal on conventional. You're going to get a good deal on FHA. I'm assuming you're not a veteran because you can get a VA loan, and VA loans have no limits anymore to the loan size, which is nice. So you're making about $75,000 a year. So you're talking about $6,250 a month, $6,250 a month. And so you're talking about a $2,000 loan payment. Is going to be very comfortable for what your income is, even a little bit higher than that if you need to stretch. But with that $75,000 of income, you're probably going to be able to get yourself about a $280,000 loan amount affordably, probably up to $300,000 loan amount potentially. And with your credit score, you're probably going to find rates on a purchase on a 30-year up around 2.875, somewhere in that ballpark, give or take. Depending, rates have been sliding down lately, and they might go back up. So you ballpark it there. If you're looking at a 15-year on that $300,000 purchase, you're probably talking about rates. Now, if you paid a point on that, you can get even lower rates. But if you're knocking no points on a purchase, you're probably talking 2.25%. On a home purchase,
and
and an eighth on a 30-year. I mean, on a 15-year, 2.125% and 15-year, 2.875% and a 30-year. If you're paying points, maybe better.
And you said the lowest score was 710, but we're going to take the mid score of the lowest bar, so you may even have a higher credit score.
Yeah, the lowest score maybe between the two of them is 710. I'm ballparking that, give or take an eighth or a quarter. You know, depending on how you're going to set your closing cost up, it's your choice. You know. People are so used to just taking what they're given. If some mortgage company quotes you a rate, you can say, what is it if I pay a point? What is it if I don't pay a point? What are my rates? Show me my options. Show me two options. You know, higher rate, low cost, right? Higher rate with the lowest cost, either no closing cost possibilities, lowest rate with higher cost. Let me see what the payments are. You can do the math of what it's going to take to save the money over time to make the closing costs worth it. Typically about 4.5 years to make your closing costs back if you're paying them versus not paying closing costs. About 4.5 years. So if you're going to be in your mortgage for over 4.5 years, you're typically going to make your closing costs back. But
you know, I don't talk like that anymore. I talk like your equity is going up so much every year, your equity's paying for it.
Well, you know, if your home keeps going up in value, yes. And it seems to be the case here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yes.
Stress has given me the finger. As you know, if you're a long-time listener, that means it's time for a break.
Yes.
She's pointing to the clock, and so we're going to go to the break. And so it is time for you to go online and apply at TexasLending.com. If you wish, hey, you can get ahead of the curve now. Talk to a loan officer who isn't amped up yet. It's 8:30. They're still getting the cobwebs out of their eyes. Call them right now at 972-387-4600. That's how you text us as well, 972-387-4600. Get in touch with us there. We'll be happy to help you with your home loan. And go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We're going to come back, and we're going to start answering more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, the happiest mortgage show in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Woohoo!
Because Trust is here. She whistles while she works. She smiles while she does remodeling.
I do.
She does all the things that we all wish we could. You are the person that we all wish we could be, Trust.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just like to have fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, you know, no matter
what
you do.
Well, that's what Cyndi Lauper said.
It can be fun. Oh, yeah. Not a big Cyndi Lauper fan. Yeah, well, I know the song, but not a fan. Not a fan.
Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, while you're having all that fun, let's talk about saving other people money so they can have some fun, too.
Yes, let's do that. Here we go. I took out a home equity loan to purchase an AC for my home and used the rest to pay down my revolving credit lines and pay off collections to raise my credit score. I want to do a cash out to incorporate my solar panels into my home loan. I was told that I cannot do that until a year after my home equity loan. Is this true?
Yeah, so if you got a home equity loan in Texas, it's part of the Texas Constitution that you have to wait 12 months after getting a home equity loan in Texas to get another home equity loan on that same property in Texas. So even if you got a home equity loan and then sold your home 3 months later, someone buying that new home would have to wait till 12 months after that first equity loan was done before they could get an equity loan. So only one equity loan on a property every 12 months. That is true. True, true, true. So wish we could help you now, but you're going to have to wait for 12 months after that till that equity loan is done. You might be able to refinance that. If it's a second lien equity loan, you can refinance it all into one first lien equity loan. But hopefully rates are still good when it comes time around to get those solar panels done. Tress, you're up.
All right. Looking to refinance. Here we go. Amount of loan, 445. Home value, 1 mil. 10-year or 15-year credit score is 755.
Looking to refinance. Go. Well, I don't know what their current rate is. And it's really not important what their current rate is. We can just tell you what your new rate could be. We're not going to tell you how much money you can save because unless you want to text us back what your current rate is. Okay, so their current score is great, 755, right? Anything over 740 is the best. A 10 or a 15-year, just take the 15-year because the rates are the same. And you can just pay it off in 10 if you want.
Do they want cash out? Is that what this?
No. No, they just want to refinance. So on a 445 loan amount, if you pay 1% origination, you're going to get 1.875 on your interest rate. 1.875 on a $445,000 refinance with your loan value or home value being 1 million. That's if you pay a point. If you don't want to pay the point, it's probably 2 1/8. Okay, 2.125 if you don't want to pay the point. And if you don't want to pay any closing costs, you're probably going to be somewhere around 2 3/8 on that loan size. That's pretty good. As a matter of fact, I know it's good.
Got plenty of equity, though.
I know it's the best that there is. You're not going to find any better in Texas. So
call Bubba.
So call inappropriate Uncle Bubba, the IUB, and his number is at the office here, 972-387-4600. Ask for his alter ego, Gary Alexander.
I am working all day today.
Yes. You are working?
Yes.
Gary's not golfing today.
No golfing today.
Working. We're going to have to send that out on the wire to let everyone know you're not golfing on a Saturday.
Right.
All right, Tress.
All right, here we go. Looking to refinance a $250,000 loan, balance $250,000 balance, 700 score, $130,000 income, home value $384, purchased new in 2019.
You know, both of these people have significant equity in their homes, which helps them a lot. One, it helps them a lot on the on interest rate. It's just fantastic for them. And so if they're looking to refinance, you know, if they're trying to do a 30-year, the rates are a little bit higher than they are in the 15 years. The
20-year.
The 20-year is always an option. So if this person wanted to refinance at 250, they're probably talking about, we're talking about that $445,000 being down around 1.875 if they paid a point. This person's going to be around 2%. And if you want to pay no closing costs, you're probably around 2.25% on a $250,000 loan. So 2% to 2.25% on a 15-year. The 20 years can be somewhere around 2.5, 2 3/8 to 2.6. Again, it depends if you're paying point or not paying a point. Your 30-year on that loan is going to be, your 30-year is going to be up around 2 3/4.
Yep.
And if you know, and then give or take, if you depending on how you want to set up your points and closing costs. So, yeah, they were within about an eighth, folks, of their all-time lows where they were 2 months ago. And so this person's APR is going to depend on all those different things, your points, your title work, all the things that go into the loan.
Just lets me know to get ready because next week's going to be busy.
It is going to be busy. You know what we...
And we've ramped up.
We have staffed up big time, and we're closing loans real fast. So TexasSunny.com, we're doing loans all over the state of Texas. We're advertising to your friends down in Houston, Austin, mm-hmm. San Antonio, and Waco. Last month closed over $200 million of home loans, and we want to be doing that every month. And so we're approaching that company, that little tiny company that's doing between $2 to $3 billion a year in home loans, which is a good thing for our Texan friends because that means you're getting the best deal, you're getting great rates, you're closing fast with a company you can trust that's going to be here now and in the future. Not these people coming in from these other states now. I'm hearing these companies from foreign lands coming into here and deciding that Dallas is the place they're going to be. We'll see about that. TexasSunny.com is going to make sure that we help all of our Texan friends get a great deal. Trust.
Okay, here we go. We did a cash-out refinance last May. Still owe $286,900. Interest rate is 3.625%. 30-year conventional loan. Monthly payment is $2,100 a month. Value of the home is approximately $375,000. Could we refinance to a 20-year loan and stay close to the payment we have now?
Can you refinance to a 20-year loan? It's possible. It's going to be a little, you know, you're going to be going, they're on a 30-year loan, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to go to
they
a 20.
They just did it a year ago.
Yeah, so they're at 3.6. A 20-year, when you refinance that, it doesn't have to be a cash out anymore.
It's going down 1%.
Yeah, it used to be where once it was a cash out, it was always a cash out, and there are stipulations and legalities which makes fees and rates a little bit higher on cash outs. In this case, since they're refinancing it, it would no longer be a cash out. And so they can take that. They owe $286,000. And so they could probably get a 20-year down around 2.625 on a 20-year refinance. Give or take, you know, it's always – You can have a little bit lower rate if you want to pay.
You could go to 25 year.
You can have a little bit higher rate if you want to have your closing costs be less. So you might be able to drop that rate about 1% on a 20 year. 1% interest rate lower on a $280,000 loan is going to save you over $200 every month in interest. So $200 every single month in interest savings. So that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
It's a great thing. It's like getting a raise, $200 a month after tax savings. You know, is like making $300 a month at the job and getting taxed on it.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
That's great. We're actually about to have to go to break again.
What can you do with $200 a month? You know, you can do all kinds of stuff.
You can buy a backdrop for my arrows.
Oh, you can buy Tress a backdrop for her arrows.
Yeah.
So
wow, we know what she's getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
Or better get it sooner.
Yes. Is that a deterrent against the husband ever? You know, bowing up against you?
No, I have a gun for that.
Oh. Well.
Pick your poison.
Don't mess with Tress. That's the.
Yeah, just saying.
You should have that flag on your porch.
Don't tread don't Tress on me.
Yeah. All right.
It's break time.
Okay. Tress says we have to go to break. So in lieu of getting shot, I will go to break. 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasSunny.com. That's the number to text us as well, 972-387-4600. Text your question. We'll give you a ballpark of where you're going to be on your mortgage. Everyone's going to be a little bit different. APRs are different than the rates. Make sure you call us, and we'll help you through this all. And we'll do it before you have to take on the stress of actually applying, even though applying at TexasSunny.com is free. So call for your free application, your free quote. And in the meantime, we're going to take a break and come back. When we come back, more questions, more answers here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show for the last segment of the show. So we need to go pretty fast. But this is a very interesting question that I was reading here on your screen here, Tress, during the break. There's a lot of stuff to this, so if you can, you can go ahead and read it, and then we'll we'll piece it. We need your help, Bubba.
Okay.
We'll break this down. 13 months ago, we did a cashback refinance with the Rocket Man at 3.99 on a 20-year for $171,000. We used the money to pay off debt and are happy with the decision. We got a call a month ago from the company saying they can do a 19-year at 2.99 with the $4,500 closing costs rolling in. But last summer, we replaced our AC system and that finance company put a lien on our title. So now we are told we have to wait until 12 months after that lien was issued. Is there any way around this? FYI, we have a 720 credit score, $125,000 gross income, home just appraised at $254,000.
So I want to point out a couple things before we go to you. First of all, don't go Rocket Man. Call TexasMoney.com. You'll probably save around $5,000 on your home loan in between closing costs and everything else. Our rates are typically about 0.375% lower at lower costs than that. This is our loans close fast. Our loans are closing faster than them in most parts. And our rates are better for Texans. Just because you have slick marketing doesn't mean that you're getting a good deal. TexasMoney.com, we get right to the bare bones of getting you the best deal now and in the future. We live in this state. We want our friends in this state to get a great deal, and we're just fine and happy getting the deal that we give you. So at a great price. So they said they got a quote at 2.99. Your rate on a 20-year might be 0.5% lower than that. Probably maybe 0.375% lower than that.
The reason,
and you don't have to pay $4,000 in closing costs either.
They're saying that the lien, the other lien, means that you can't do it from 12 months. That's not correct, because that is a mechanics lien. It is not a home.
Correct.
You cannot have two home equities on your house.
Right. Yeah.
So if you did a home equity, couldn't have done another home equity.
That's right. So a home, if you got a home equity in Texas, you couldn't done another home equity. Just what Gary said, if they put an air conditioning in, mm-hmm. they put a mechanics lien on the property in Texas. They couldn't have done a home equity loan on top of a home equity loan. You do not have to wait 12 months after that one. If you did the loan 13 months ago, you can refinance it now. You can refinance it now and pay off the mechanics lien. We are the Texas cash out and home equity experts. We've been doing them for over 20 years. And Bubba, you've been doing it for 20 years, and Bubba does about 20 of them a month.
The thing they might have been scared of is whether or not you would have the loan to value. I don't know what the appraisal came in a year ago on the house, because you still have to be under 80%. So that's the caveat there. If you want to give me a call, we can talk about it. I'm going to be in the office today. We can talk about it and give you a little bit more clarification.
So we'll take a look and see what we can get for you, but man, make sure you call us. Make sure you call us. If you're going to call Rocket, call TexasMoney.com.
I've actually had Rocket refer us before to
on cash outs.
Texas cash outs.
Make sure you call TexasMoney.com for the best deal. I'm going to start making TV commercials. I'm going to do that this week. Make sure you compare us. You're going to get a better deal, and you're going to be happy about that decision. All right, Tress.
Okay, here we go. Hello. If we're trying to purchase a new build, what would be the best loan type to get? We make $125,000 a year, and the credit score is 790 to 810.
If you're not a veteran, then the conventional loan is going to get you the best rate, even the lower down payment on the conventional loan. A lower down payment is 3% minimum on a first-time home buyer, 3.5% out-of-pocket on a minimum on a FHA loan. They both have different rates and APRs and such, but with your credit score and your income, they're probably going to be able to afford themselves probably a $450,000 loan amount. And so that's just a ballpark here on the air. If you want to get down to the nitties gritties, go call our loan officers and we'll be happy to help you out there. But that's the conventional loan. You're probably going to be able to qualify for 450, give or take. Mm-hmm. Anything else there, Bubba?
Hmm. No, that's pretty much the cap on it there. When you say a builder's loan, I don't know if you mean you're building it out in the country or if you're going to a new builder, like where they have building homes with it. They basically pay for the title policy usually.
Check us out at TexasMoney.com. Tress.
All right. Last one. How much would a 30-year mortgage be on $325,000? House was appraised at 620. Credit score is 730 to 740.
Great credit scores. You're under 60% loan to value. On this one, you're probably going to be looking at 2.625 on a 30-year fix, give or take an eighth, depending on probably 2.75 if you pay a point, 2.625, somewhere in that ballpark on a $325,000 refinance. So hopefully that helps you out. If you can get if you call today, you're probably going to get quoted 2.625, whether you pay 1% origination fee. If you don't want the origination fee, maybe 2.75%. You know, maybe you get 2.5%, and then you got to take a look at it. It's the rates are moving daily, so somewhere I'm going to say between 2.5% and 2.875%, depending on how you're going to set up your closing cost. If you want to do a zero cost loan, it's probably going to be closer to three and an eighth. You know, on a $325,000 loan. So that's a lot of numbers there, but you're going to be around 2.75% in a 30-year. Around there might be able to get you better.
Sounds exciting.
It is exciting.
Yes, we're helping people every day. We are helping people every day, and I think that they're going to find that it's leaning, because I watch them daily because I have to post them on the internet. Mm-hmm. Someone actually went on Facebook when I quoted 1.875 with a 2.06 APR on a 15-year on a loan of $300,000. They said, and then it was posted on one of our ads, and then someone on it said fake. And I responded to it. I don't respond typically to people responding right. And I went, want to bet? Just because your company's quoting 2.5% doesn't mean we are going to screw you like you screw people. So make sure you call TexasHoney.com. Go online and apply at TexasHoney.com today. We're out of time.
We are.
Tress, it's been great seeing you. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
We'll see you again next week.
See you
the right band's back together for a little while.
We'll see you all next week at the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you go online and apply. And so long from 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.